Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Thirty winters ago, the war tore a hole in the sky. Only a few survived. Our only hope is in my hands.
Cursed be the ground for our sake. For out of the ground we were taken, and to the dust we shall return.
That's the trailer for The Book of Eli, a movie starring Denzel Washington. Story about a man with a Bible headed west in the post-apocalyptic United States. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, February the 8th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll spend the first segment reviewing the Book of Eli with Pastor Charles Lehman, and then we'll spend a half hour talking to Mark Hemingway of the Washington Examiner about the Tea Party Convention and third-party politics in America. They had a national convention in Nashville, the Tea Party. Some are saying third party, some are saying no, not a party, just a movement. Some are saying that this is just more of what we've seen every 10 years or so, people dissatisfied with both political parties and trying to find something else. It will go away. Will it? We'll find out here in about 15 minutes on Issues Etc. Then we'll finish off today's program discussing new research on brain activity of allegedly vegetative patients. Rita Marker of the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide will be our guest. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 1-877-623-6943. You can email us right here in the studio with questions or comments. talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Pastor Charles Lehman is a regular guest. He's pastor of St. John's Lutheran Church in Accident, Maryland, and he's author of a Bible study about the Book of Eli from Concordia Publishing House. Charles, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Is the Book of Eli a Christian movie?
I think that a lot of people would like to think that it is, because every now and then, the main character, Eli, does quote the scriptures. And certainly one of the important themes is that he is protecting a copy of the Bible and hoping to have it spread throughout the world again. But in reality, no. The Book of Eli is everything but a Christian movie.
Why is that?
Because it does nothing to proclaim Christ. That is the heart and center of Christianity, and without Christ, there is no Christianity. The only message you hear from the scriptures in the movie, The Book of Eli, is that we should be good to one another. You hear the Golden Rule quoted as kind of the central message of Christianity, which is a message of law which certainly cannot save us. And in the end, when the Bible is brought to the place that Eli is taking it, it is reprinted and then placed in a library on a shelf next to a copy of the Hebrew Old Testament with the word Tanakh, which is what Jews call the Old Testament, on one side, and a Quran on the other. And so the Bible becomes just one holy book among many, and its exclusive claims about Christ and what he has done for us and our need to believe in him simply fall by the wayside and we are presented instead with kind of a popular view of religion, in the sense that there are many paths to one God.
What is the movie about? Just give us a kind of a thumbnail sketch of the plot line and how it unfolds that this Bible comes into the hands of this one man who, I take it, considers himself sent from God himself.
Yes, that's exactly the way that he thinks of it. The movie begins about 30 years after he received the Bible. Later in the movie, you find out that he heard a voice that sent him to this pile of rubble, and he dug through it and was able to find this Bible. And he was told that he should go west, and that he would be shown the place that he was supposed to take it, and that he would be protected along the way. At the beginning of the movie, he's running low on water, and so he's looking for a source of water. And he comes into a town that is ruled by a man named Carnegie, which is kind of an ironic name since Andrew Carnegie built over 2,000 libraries in the United States. The Carnegie in the movie is collecting books, looking for a Bible, because he believes that the Bible will give him the words that he needs in order to rule his people in a way that they will not even question him. He kind of sees the Bible as a means to gain absolute power. And he and Eli have a run-in. He figures out that Eli has a Bible and tries to get it from him, and eventually does, but it turns out that the Bible does no good to him, for a reason that I won't reveal for those who desire to see the movie. And then Eli is able to, because he has the Bible memorized, still deliver it to this library that is being built in San Francisco.
When someone watches this, they might say, look, I mean, it favorably depicts the Bible, a man of faith, although that's somewhat vague here, fighting to save this final copy of the scriptures. Isn't that enough to qualify it as at least, if not Christian, then a pro-Christian movie?
Well, I can see why some would want to argue in that way, but there are a few things that make it so that, no, we can't say that this is a pro-Christian movie. One would be that Christianity is really not held up in any recognizable way. That is, Christianity as it is actually found in the scriptures is not. And also, the fact that Christianity is made entirely equal in this movie to Islam or Judaism means that the people that made the movie certainly did not understand what Christianity says about itself. And then finally, I would say that the behavior of Eli throughout the movie is really going to trouble the consciences of any practicing Christians that see the movie. There are some choices that he makes that are laudable, but there are others that really cause you to wonder whether or not he is understanding this Bible that he's reading every day.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it, that although it's, you know, obviously heightened for theatrical effect, the almost superstitious adherence to the Bible as a book of some sort of almost magical power by all the characters in this film strangely mirrors how many Christians view the Bible, not so much as the Word of God, but as, in a sense, some kind of talisman or tool for achieving other ends.
Yeah, there are a couple of things that occurred to me in that light while I was watching the movie. One was kind of the old saw that you hear all the time, that whenever the pastor comes to visit, they find the Bible dusted off and put it on the coffee table because you want the pastor to think that you use the Bible, which, you know, sadly, you know, there's some truth in that story about how the Bible is often not heard and listened to and read and studied in the home. The other thing that occurred to me is that in this movie, there is some sort of understanding of the power of the word, which I think you could see that maybe as one of the only Christian themes in the movie. And then finally, I think that if you had someone, say, who was involved in imprinting and distributing Bibles throughout the world, say someone like the Gideons, and they had absolutely no understanding of what the gospel is, then this is the kind of movie that might come out of that way of thinking. The idea that if you have the book, then you'll become a Christian regardless of whether or not you have anyone to teach you what the Bible is about, how it is centered on Christ and his work for us on the cross. So there's a lot of ways in which this movie has some really good ideas that are just turned in entirely the wrong direction.
With only about 30 seconds, is there even a hint of Christ or the central message of the Bible in this movie about a man with his Bible?
No, there's no explicitly Christian content in the movie at all, apart from maybe, I think there might be a couple of scenes where you see a crucifix, but in terms of the message of the gospel, it is entirely absent from this movie. And I think the juxtaposition of the Bible and the Quran at the end really gives you the view of the screenwriter and the producers of this movie, that the scriptures don't really have a special place when you compare them to the Quran or any other so-called holy book that you might come up with.
Pastor Charles Lehman is pastor of St. John's Lutheran Church in Accident, Maryland. He's author of a youth Bible study about the book of Eli for Concordia Publishing House. You can find out more about CPH's Pulse Bible Studies for Youth under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Charles, thanks for being our guest.
Always a pleasure.
When we come back from this break, Mark Hemingway is going to join us. He's editorial page staff writer for the Washington Examiner. Of course, the National Tea Party Convention was held in Nashville over the weekend. A lot of press there. Some people say the genesis of a third party, perhaps a successful third party. Not that there's ever really been one, but we'll find out what Mark thinks about all of that after this.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384. 223-8384.